Rose Foundation. Every ticket sold tonight will go to help preschool children, and this year we've chosen here in New Jersey the Monmouth Daycare Center. So. Foundation, but I'm here standing in for a dear friend of mine, lifelong friend Joe Paletto, whose family has been displaced out in California with the fires, and he couldn't make it, so he got me instead. But Joe has done an amazing job. He started this charity in 2014 because he saw the need for people who really can't send their kids to preschool, the importance of preschool, and he knew that he needed to raise some money to help him when he had his kids going through and realized that it costs a lot of money to send your kids to preschool. Those of you who are doing it right now can appreciate that. Right here, Joe has been doing this again since 2014, and this is the sixth Blue Rose concert, and he's assembled an amazing group of musicians that continually come out and help this great charity. I want to point out one, the opening act tonight, Jason Crosby. I think he's one of the 100 best musicians in the world, but he's probably one of the 50 best. He's been with Blue Rose since the very beginning. He's been in every single show, lending his talent, and he's an extraordinary young man. The rest of the musicians you know you came to see, but I want to point out Jason as well. And I also would like to introduce Heidi Zanks, who is the executive director of the Daycare Center, and she, again, is a recipient of the money, so I'm just going to have her say a few words.
Thanks, Rich. On behalf of all the children and the families of Monmouth Daycare Center, I'd like to thank the Blue Rose Foundation for giving this money to us tonight. Monmouth Daycare Center has been providing quality early childhood education for almost 50 years to the children and families of the greater Red Bank community. And it's thanks to the people like the Blue Rose Foundation for helping us. I'm sure it's going to be an awesome night. I hope you all enjoy the concert as much as I'm going to. Thank you so much.
There's good news and bad news. The good news is Steve Forbert went through some surgery a few weeks ago, very serious, came through great. He is recovering. He really, really wants to be here. He's also been a huge supporter of the foundation. He cannot be here tonight. He sends his good wishes to everyone, and we're sorry he's not going to be here, but everyone just try to send him goodbyes. Thank you, Judge.
Like Rich said, I've been at every Blue Rose event since it started, and I also hail from New York originally, but I currently live in Sonoma, California, and I just got back to my house Monday night, and then Tuesday flew here. And we're all missing Joe, and but he does such a great job with the foundation, and we're all thinking about it. Washed away. One of those places I've been there. One of those moments I'll take everywhere. Sky before rain, electrified. The empty room that I once occupied. Leaving your blues refuge behind. Cast away all that which could remind. Those city streets, they have a job. Walk on up to see the open sky. Then you wander by. Look away. Take it. I just put out a record a couple weeks ago on Blue Rose Music. It was called Cryptologic. That was a song from it. This is going to be a song from it. If you like it, it's out in the lobby. Thank you.
Thank you. of New Jersey.
Just had our couples massage. How you doing, buddy?
First day of the tour.
This is a brand new one.
Before I ever learned to drive, my house that
This ain't a relapse, it's more like a bounce. Way up in heaven and back to the ground. Keep your arms wide open anyway. Hey, I'm coming down. Got the mind of an army, but a simple man's heart. Might look like a wild one, but I'll never stay too far from you.
Keep your eyes. Good to have you here for a good cause.
Thank you.
It's not over yet. Hey, got in the way. I couldn't be my best. It's okay. You know what they say. Worked hard to be safe. I'm dead and I live right. It's a different kind of brave. Sometimes I get angry that I don't do anything about late when I'm lonely. I regret everything. You know what they say. Why am I human? I feel more like a tree. He can't be who I want to be. It's okay. You know what they say. Thank you.
with my world premiere. Thank you very much.
To below.
a beautiful old theater. Thanks for having us. Y'all know about hurricanes and flooding? Was it Sandy coming up this way? I don't know. It was a mess. Well, this was a song when I was displaced. And I had a longing for my front porch and a rocking chair. Banana trees that were all ripped apart. Kids running down the street. My wife looking pretty. Saying something real smart-assy. It made me go, you're right. So I wrote this song.
Thank you. Thank you. Say that. There seem to be some fellas lurking in the wings. Come on out, guys. You all know Jackie Green. You all know some Jason Crosby. So that was a song, that's a Bob Dylan song. It's called Spanish Harlem Incident. And it is on this new record that I just put out, which is me singing a bunch of Bob Dylan songs. So because that's where my head is right now, I figured I'd do another Bob Dylan song. Although this one actually is not on the record. This was like, didn't make it. So this is sort of like a live only bonus track. Cannot be streamed or downloaded or bought in any store. You have to be here with us right now. So.
Can't hear you anymore. Thank you. Go on, explain it away. Hi, Jason. Are you having fun? I'm having a lot of fun. You guys having fun? And we're very proud and honored to be here to help raise money for Monmouth County School, and we thank you guys for being here and being a part of that. So before you start, I'm going to do a little rap about this. Some of you may know that for a little while I was in The Dead, aka The Grateful Dead. This was after Jerry Garcia had passed away, and the remaining four guys got together to do a big tour, and they knew they were going to need some other musicians to fill out the lineup, so they called me and flew me out to San Francisco, and we did a little gig at the Warfield, and everybody seemed to be cool with everybody else, so I became a member of The Dead. I mean, I guess I can. That's pushing it a little bit, but I'm going to go ahead and say that. And, you know, as you might imagine, it was a pretty interesting experience. You know, on a lot of levels. But in particular for me, as somebody who really appreciates great songs and great songwriting, it was wonderful to have to learn about 350 Dead songs in a week and a half. Sing them all? wow, that would be an interesting performance art piece. But there's one tune in particular that I really kind of fell in love with, and we're gonna do it right now.
Oh, Figure that you can get one ticket to anything. Alexander Hamilton, three times.
But never say never. Shows to go you never can tell. Chuck Berry said that. There's a girl up on the mountain I once knew. Let her go, and now I'm sad blue. Sometimes late at night I pray she'd come down to me someday, but the girl up on the mountain never knew. So she gave herself to someone else back in. Never see her face again. Found a new love of my own. She broke my heart and now she's gone. But the girl up on the mountain still took a stroll on the old mom walk of the day, addy-addy. Let a little girl stop to talk, go find some day, and ask your friend, what's a fella to do? Their hair's a black and her eyes are blue. And they're right then, how they take
good girl.
You can call it a bazooki, unless you're going through security in an airport. In which case, you don't want to say bazooki, especially with this fucking beard. You can call it an awkward mandolin in that case, and the music is correct. It's an immigrant instrument, and by that I mean, bazooki is a Greek word for a Greek instrument, but the way I play it in tune has a lot more to do with Ireland. The Irish will play any instrument that wants itself on their shows better than the people that are living with it. And as an immigrant instrument, it's the perfect instrument for accompanying myself when we sing this song. I'm bad about making this sense. See, I watched Pete Seeger very closely the last 20 years of his life. And he got to be gigs when he couldn't sing by getting you guys to sing. That's my plan. This song, I moved to New York City, it was almost 13 years ago now. And after living in Tennessee for 33 years, I come to Texas originally. And by the way, the Yankees thing started when I was 6 years old, winning the baseball in Texas for 6 years. One of the big social revelations for me was the whole existence of the East Coast Deli Grocery. You think she's gonna fucking say 11, you know? And it was just, you know, the whole idea. job, that idea of the New York LA person was a job that Italian immigrants did it for themselves. By the time I got to New York, it was mostly folks that immigrated from Korea, and that's still large in the tree, but that's beginning to change, and it does from time to time. The one in my neighborhood is known by a gentleman named Mr. Kim. He's pretty impressive to me because he speaks Korean, but one thing was somewhere a tough fucking language to me. He speaks English better than I do. His kids speak English better than both of us. And he learned at 50 years old to speak a third language. And that language, because it changes in New York City, it changes in his business. And that language is Spanish, because his employees are largely people who come from Mexico, and actually even more from Central America. So he's learned how to speak Spanish. He's learned to speak it fluently and beautifully, which compares to me. He's learned to grow up in occupied Mexico, and my Spanish is, I can read from a menu, I can order in a restaurant, I can order wine, yes, I have. Mr. Kim, another New York City tradition is that if you have a business and you have no one to pass it down to, your employee can buy that business from you, and that becomes your pension. And that's when that happened a few times in the neighborhood. I live in Greenwich Village, and it's a neighborhood where my job was in the neighborhood. You know, Mr. King's gonna have to give that. His kids went to MIT and Harvard, they're not coming back to live in the place. Isn't that the American way? Isn't that who we are? So this is Mr. King. And they're coming back from the same thing. Everybody was thinking Republicans. And if you are Republicans, everybody will know you're here or something.
Thank you. Thank you.
treatment bed.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me run you tonight. Thank you. let's get to the point. Let's roll another joint. Let's head on down the road. Somewhere I got to go. You don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels. To be me.
No.